Good afternoon. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. ISRO brings two satellites to 3 meters distance before docking under SpaceX program. Prime Minister Narendra Modi participates in multiple activities designed to motivate youth at Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2025 in New Delhi. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar to represent India at swearing-in ceremony of US President-elect Donald Trump. 3 Maoists killed in an encounter in Chhattisgarh. National Youth Day being observed today to mark the birth anniversary of Swami Vivekanand. And in women's hockey, Delhi SG Pipers to take on Odisha Warriors in the opening match at Ranchi this evening. And now the news in detail. The Indian Space Research Organization has achieved a significant progress in stabilizing its 2 satellites under SpaceX program before docking. It succeeded in bringing Chaser and Target satellites at 3 meters distance before moving them back to safer distance. ISRO has shared photographs taken by onboard cameras in the satellites. The Indian Space Agency has tweeted that the docking process will be done only after analyzing the data. All the sensors developed by ISRO for this mission have to be fully calibrated and tested before docking experiments. The satellites are moved back and forth before the handshake happens after a complex maneuver. After docking, both the satellites will be controlled as a single spacecraft. Electrical power will be transferred from one satellite to another to check if the docking is successful. Thereafter, both the satellites will be undocked to function independently. India will be the 4th country to achieve this feat after the USA, Russia and China. If the indigenous Bharatiya docking system developed by ISRO is successful, it will propel ISRO to work on its proposed Bharatiya Antariksh Station and accomplish Chandrayaan 4 mission when the Indian spacecraft will land on Moon and come back carrying lunar particles. On the occasion of National Youth Day, Prime Minister Narendra Modi is participating in the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2025 in New Delhi. Mr. Modi visited an exhibition and interacted with the young leaders. They are showcasing presentations on their vision for Viksit Bharat to the Prime Minister. These presentations reflect the innovative ideas and solutions to address some of India's most pressing challenges. Mr. Modi is participating in multiple activities designed to inspire, motivate and empower the nation's future leaders. The 3-day event began on Friday, providing a unique platform for youth to present innovative solutions for a Viksit Bharat. During the event, Mr. Modi will engage with 3,000 dynamic young leaders from across the country. The Prime Minister will also join the young leaders for lunch, providing them an opportunity to share their ideas, experiences and aspirations directly to him. He is also scheduled to release a compilation of best essays written by participants on the 10 themes. These themes encompass diverse areas such as technology, sustainability, women empowerment, manufacturing and agriculture. The Viksit Bharat Dialogue is offering young leaders an opportunity to engage directly with policymakers, national and global icons, while contributing their ideas for shaping the nation's future. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will represent the Government of India at the swearing-in ceremony of President-elect Donald Trump as the 47th President of the United States of America. Mr. Trump will be sworn in as the President of the United States on the 20th of this month. During the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will also hold meetings with representatives of the incoming administration and other dignitaries attending the event. India has joined the UN Committee of Experts on Big Data and Data Science for Official Statistics. As part of the committee, India will contribute to shaping global standards and practices in harnessing big data and data science for official statistical purposes. In a statement, the Ministry of Statistics said that India's inclusion in the Committee of Experts represents a significant leap forward for the country's statistical ecosystem. The ministry mentioned that the country's active engagement in the Committee of Experts will highlight its pioneering initiatives, including the establishment of the Data Innovation Lab and exploration of alternate data sources. Union Minister for Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairying Rajiv Ranjan Singh will inaugurate Mega Entrepreneurship Development Conclave in Pune tomorrow. During the event, Mr. Singh will inaugurate 40 livestock projects worth more than 545 crore rupees. The objective of this conclave is to unite policymakers, federations, cooperatives, industry associations, entrepreneurs and financial institutions to unlock the potential of the livestock sector. It also provides a platform to the stakeholders to discuss challenges, share solutions and promote entrepreneurship to catalyze growth for the sector. Senior Aam Aadmi Party leader and Delhi Chief Minister Atishi today launched a crowdfunding campaign for the Delhi election. Briefing the media in New Delhi today, Ms. Atishi highlighted that throughout the political journey of the party, people donated money to support Aam Aadmi Party's honest politics. She added the party contests the election with the help of public and works for the common people after the election.
आज मैं अपने चुनाव के लिए जो मैं कालकाजी विधानसभा से लड़ रही हूँ एक क्राउड फंडिंग कैंपेन की शुरुआत कर रही हूँ. इस क्राउड फंडिंग कैंपेन का मकसद है कि जो 40 लाख रुपए मुझे चाहिए अपनी विधानसभा क्षेत्र में चुनाव लड़ने के लिए, मेरी आज दिल्ली के लोगों से, देश भर के लोगों से अपील है क्राउड फंडिंग कैंपेन में मुझे सपोर्ट करें.
Delhi BJP President Virendra Sachdeva alleged that Arvind Kejriwal only makes electoral promises and misleads people. Talking to reporters, he said the BJP is committed to improving the living standards of people in slum areas. Mr. Sachdeva added that Prime Minister Narendra Modi has assured that all public welfare schemes will continue in the national capital and the poor will get permanent houses.
सिर्फ लोगों को धोखा देने का काम किया है. हर बार आते हैं, चुनावी वादे करते हैं, चले आते हैं, या इनको भड़काने का काम करते हैं, इनको डराने का काम करते हैं कि झुग्गी तोड़ दी जाएगी, ये कर दी जाएगी. मोदी की गारंटी है, हर गरीब की छत पक्की होगी, हर गरीब को पक्का मकान मिलेगा.
Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Hardeep Singh Puri today said that Aam Aadmi Party's national convener, Arvind Kejriwal, is trying to divert attention from the core issues of the national capital. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, he said that in the last assembly election, Mr. Kejriwal had given 10 guarantees, including reduction in air pollution and cleaning of Yamuna River, healthcare for all, and to make 500 new government schools in the city.
10 guarantees di thi, 24 ghante फ्री इलेक्ट्रिसिटी मिलेगी, 200 यूनिट फ्री मिलेंगे. दिल्ली विल बी फ्री फ्रॉम द मेस ऑफ हाई टेंशन वायर्स. यमुना विल बी फ्रीड. मोर देन 2 crore ट्रीज विल बी प्लांटेड. यमुना जी की जो इस समय पोल्यूशन लेवल है, इट इज 500 टाइम्स मोर देन द प्रिस्क्राइब लेवल्स. ऐसे लोग जो ऐसी स्टेटमेंट्स करते हैं और कहां से कहां इसको ले आए हैं, और जब इनसे पूछा जाए सवाल तो दे डाइवर्ट अटेंशन.
Meanwhile, Mr. Kejriwal alleged that BJP is betraying the slum dwellers of Delhi. Talking to media in New Delhi, he alleged that the BJP will demolish all the slums if it comes to power. AAP Supremo said that in Delhi, there are around 4 lakh slums, but BJP has built only 4,700 houses in the past 11 years.
आज मैं दिल्ली के झुग्गी वालों को कहना चाहता हूँ, अगर बीजेपी को वोट दे दिया, एक एक झुग्गी के इन्होंने प्रोजेक्ट बना रखे हैं, ये सारी प्लानिंग कर रखी है इन्होंने, किसी को नहीं छोड़ने वाले, ये षड्यंत्र पूरी दिल्ली का है.
The Congress today said that they will provide apprenticeship to youth of the national capital under Yuva Udan Yojana on coming to power in Delhi. Launching the scheme today, senior Congress leader Sachin Pilot expressed confidence that people of the city will give them a chance to serve them. He added that 8,500 rupees will be given every month under this scheme. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. In Chhattisgarh, 3 Maoists were killed in an encounter with security forces today. A joint team of security forces was on a search operation in the National Park area of Bijapur district under receiving intelligence inputs about the presence of Maoists in the area. During the operation, an encounter took place today morning. 3 Maoists were killed in this gun battle. The security forces have recovered the bodies of the killed Maoists. A large number of arms and ammunition, including automatic weapon, have also been recovered from the spot. Search operation is still going on in the area. And now, news from Mahakumbh. The biggest confluence of faith and humanity Mahakumbh will begin tomorrow at Prayagraj in Uttar Pradesh. All arrangements are in place for pilgrims who will attend the grand event. People have started arriving in the city in large numbers to attend the Mahakumbh. Ministry of Culture has created Kalagram in Prayagraj, which will showcase the rich and vibrant culture of the country. Union Minister for Culture and Tourism, Gajendra Singh Shekhawat, will inaugurate Kalagram this evening. A report.
Kalagram is a unique confluence of art, culture and heritage. It has been created in a 10-acre land in Nagbasuki area. Kalagram will showcase India's rich heritage through three C's, craft, cuisine and culture. It has Anubhut Mandapam, the immersive zone, and Aviral Shashwat Kumbh, the exhibition zone. Over 14,000 artists will perform in Kalagram in the next 45 days. Visitors can enjoy Sattvic flavors of India, authentic cuisines from around the country and local delicacies of Prayagraj in the food zone. Book exhibition, cultural documentaries and photography contest are other attractions. The Kalagram brings together performers, artisans and artists from across the country to demonstrate their exceptional skills and time-honored traditions. With Anand Kumar, Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Mahakumbh Nagar, Prayagraj.
A recent study has revealed that addiction to short-form videos on social media platform can lead to high blood pressure and hypertension. The study, published in European Heart Journal Digital Health, a journal of the European Society of Cardiology, indicates that low levels of radio frequency energy emitted from mobile phones has been linked with an increase in blood pressure and hypertension. The team analyzed data of 4,318 young and middle-aged people who self-reported the screen time spent watching short videos at bedtime. The report also highlighted that screen time at bedtime was significantly associated with essential hypertension in young and middle-aged people. Today is National Youth Day. The day is celebrated on 12th of January every year in commemoration of the great spiritual leader, philosopher and thinker Swami Vivekanand. His inspiring life and empowering message urged the youth to nurture their dreams, unleash their energies and shape a future worthy of his envisioned ideals. The President, Vice President and Prime Minister paid homage to Swami Vivekanand on his birth anniversary. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, "An eternal inspiration for youth, Swami Vivekanand continues to ignite passion and purpose in young minds." He said the government is committed to fulfilling his vision of a strong and developed India.
Aaj is tezi se badalte vishv mein Swami Vivekanand ji do sandesh har yuva ke jeevan ka hissa hone chahiye. Ye do sandesh hai institution aur innovation. Aaj har yuva ko chahiye ki wo apne individual success ko team success ke roop mein vistar de. Yahi tip Team India ke roop mein viksit Bharat ko aage le jaye.
And in sports, in the Women's Hockey India League, Delhi SG Pipers will be up against Odisha Warriors in the tournament opener in Ranchi this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 8:40 p.m. In women's cricket, the second ODI between India and Ireland is underway at the Saurashtra Cricket Association Stadium in Rajkot, Gujarat. Indian women opted to bat and were at 308 runs at the loss of 2 wickets in 44 overs when reports last came in. Earlier in the first ODI, India secured a 6-wicket victory to take a 1-0 series lead. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. ISRO brings 2 satellites to 3 meters distance before docking under SpaceX program. Prime Minister Narendra Modi participates in multiple activities designed to motivate youth at Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2025 in New Delhi. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar to represent India at swearing-in ceremony of US President-elect Donald Trump. 3 Maoists killed in an encounter in Chhattisgarh. National Youth Day being observed today to mark the birth anniversary of Swami Vivekanand. And in women's hockey, Delhi SG Pipers to take on Odisha Warriors in the opening match at Ranchi this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.